Ask the Podcast Coach for July 26, 2014.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Oh, there it is. You love that music. It's Saturday. It is time for Ask the Podcast Coach. I am Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. This is where we take your podcast questions live. You can call in that number. It's 845-262-2401. And no really set topic. Whatever you want to talk about, wherever you're at in your podcast journey, we would love to help you out in any way. We are here every Saturday morning at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And you can find us at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. And joining me as always, back in the chair, well-rested from vacation, the one, the only, Jim Cullison from TheAverageGuy.tv. Jim, how are you today?
Happy Saturday morning to you, Dave. It's good to be back, and a little vacation was well needed. So I listened to a lot of podcasts while I was gone. So when you have 10 hours of driving each way,
oh my goodness,
you can get. And I'll have a podcast story maybe a little bit later in the show about my kids.
I was going to say, that's how do you get a car full of people to listen to one thing, or did everybody have their own earbuds?
Well, pretty much with teenagers, they all have their own earbuds.
You're not going to say it?
I don't worry about that too much. They, if they don't want to listen, they plug in. So that wasn't too bad.
There you go. Well, the one thing I, a quick update, something I haven't done in many, many years. I went bowling last night, and I know you're going to go, Dave, what does this have to do with podcasting? It cost me $36. It's basically $12 a person. It was me, my wife, and my stepson went. Horrible experience. That's the other thing I should point out. But even if it was just me, it's $13. And plus $2 for a Coke, of course, from the rather not very clean bowling. There's nothing better than the bowling alley cafeteria.
No, it's pretty terrible. you should just avoid those things.
And I just walked out. And I just think of everybody that goes, you know, when they start talking about, oh, I don't have money for a podcast. And I'm like, wait a minute. But you can spend, you know, $15, $20 to go bowling, listen to really bad music. My favorite was it was Rock and Bowl or Moon Rock something. But you'd be trying to bowl and they would like blast you with lasers and strobe lights. And I'm like, and of course, they had a TV above every lane because apparently bowling is not enough entertainment anymore. I have to watch really bad videos.
It's like a rock concert. It's like a bowling through a rock concert.
Yeah. So yeah. I just, when I thought that, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I just spent, you know, basically $40 for myself and my family to go bowling. And people say, I don't have money to podcast. And we're talking, you know, $20, $30. And I was just like, yeah, that's I understand there are those people that, you know, money's tight. But I was just like,
hey, go on vacation, man. It gets holy moly. Did I spend some money?
Well, the beauty of that is that the excuse for everything is, well, we're on vacation.
Exactly. I can only do this once.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. You only go bankrupt once too. So.
If you're lucky, if you're smart,
right. If you're smart the second time. Yeah.
There you go. Where'd you go? Any place fun?
Colorado. We did a lot of hiking. I took the kids up. We kind of found out that the kids really enjoy hiking, and so we got that in, and so it's good. It was good to be away. I want to say thanks to Ryan Parker, who filled in for me last week. Ryan is a champion, and I just love what he does, and he's a great fill-in for me when I'm gone, so I appreciate it, Ryan. I know he's sitting out there in chat right now, so thanks to Ryan Parker.
The food craftsman himself.
Yeah, I got to get him back on my podcast and talk some more food. Ever since I've had him on, you know, we do a tech podcast on Thursday nights, and I had him on to talk about food tech. And actually, I saw he was talking about food tech, and I saw Scoble had covered the exact same. He has these immersion heaters, you know, these that you can put in and cook your food with boiling water. You know, you wrap them up in a plastic thing and you cook them to the right temperature. Scoble was covering that. I'm like, wow, okay, so these, you know, this is cool. This is getting some traction. So. Anyways, thanks to Ryan Parker for jumping on and doing what he does.
And if you do want to call in, we would love to hear you. The phone number, of course, is 845-262-2401. It's 845-262-2401. And again, we will talk about whatever topic you want to talk about. I did pull a question from a Facebook group that I was kind of trolling around here. And this is from Jason Schleyer, Schleyer, Steve. Mm-hmm. What would that be? Schleyerman?
Yeah, I think Schleyerman.
Something like Schleyerman. That. Mm-hmm. He says, so I launched a podcast, DAF Radio, okay, which is Disney something, and an issue came up that I thought I'd get some feedback from here. He says, is it better to make your podcast sound more professional and produced or more casual and, for lack of a better word, sloppy sounding? He says, I should probably add something for my specific situation. My podcast is about the old Disney afternoon shows such as DuckTales and Tailspin, and I'm ultimately going to have on my show people that worked on those shows. I'm taking the view that this podcast is basically the DVD extras that were never made for the various shows. So I feel like they should be as professional sounding as possible to complement that. But there is some feedback saying otherwise. The bulk of the podcast is basically talking about specific animation history. Knowing that, is it better to go professional or unedited? And I was like, what an interesting question. And my response in the group was, I've never had anybody say, well, I used to listen to that show, but it sounded too professional. So I unsubscribed because, you know, they just, boy, the editing was just phenomenal. They never wasted my time and I didn't have to adjust the volume once.
Yeah, but I hear a lot of times people say, I listen to this podcast because it's not overproduced or it's mm-hmm. not. I mean, I think that's the way they say it is. It's casual. They have casual conversation. And I think that's them saying, I like that stuff. It's back to know your audience, right?
Right.
What's your audience looking for? You know, are they looking for professional? Are they looking for casual? Is it a casual conversation? What? Certainly, if you had a Disney podcast and it was overproduced,
right?
I don't know. Maybe that's...
Well, see, I think a lot of it depends on... the show. Like, I do almost no editing to this because it's unscripted. We have no idea who's calling in. We have a couple ideas what we're going to talk about. I'm sure there's a fair amount of ums and you knows and me saying, there you go, about 400 times. I don't touch it. I basically adjust the volume. I cut out the after show. I cut out the pre-show banter and throw it up there. And so I think I'm with you. I'm like, I think it depends on the show. And as always, it's always going to go back to your audience, but I think in the event of, I'm not sure which way to go and I haven't asked my audience yet, I would go with more professional, but that also has, in some cases, negative connotations because of people who just obsess over every little detail and then they don't go anywhere. They don't release any shows because it's not quite right. I need that, I need the music to be a certain level or things like that. And so I just thought that was an interesting question.
It is a good question. What's a good question is when you give out the wrong phone number inside the chat, which I did just a second ago. So the right one is posted. I've been trying to memorize that number, and I said 8401 instead of 2401. So 845-262-2401.
I've run it through a couple different websites where it'll like take your phone number and see if it spells anything, and pretty much it's just... So, you know, just dial.
Just, it's good. It's good just the way it is.
Well, we do have a comment here in the chat room. I have to stop listening to shows that are too overproduced. It doesn't have the realness personally. I know knowing the host is a person and not a robot pulling out content. That is true. I've heard things like that where it's just, it depends, I guess. If you're doing a new show and you just want to, what was that old show? Just the facts?
Ferris Bueller.
A cheese straightener to anybody who can remember that. It was Just the Facts, ma'am. But if you're Just the Facts, some people may want that, and then other people, maybe not so much.
We got a caller?
We do have a caller.
Okay. All right.
So ending in 9118, you're on with Dave and Jim.
Hey, Dave, this is Fred Castaneda. Sorry to take up your bandwidth. I just had one quick little request. I talked to quite a few people about Ask the Podcast Coach in the show, mm-hmm. and they all had pretty much the same question. They said, could you please ask this on Ask the Podcast Coach? And that is, a lot of them went to my podcast on podcastreporter.com, episode number 2, when Rob Walsh was talking about, you know, who is really qualified to teach podcasting. And he went into a little bit of a 60-second rant with Elsie about a podcaster is so lame that he uses the layman coder. In other words, he doesn't even know anything. He's still using VBR for variable bit rate. And so they asked me, could you ask Dave, they're probably watching or trying to listen right now, but could you ask Dave to explain the Fraunhofer encoder and how to do it in iTunes, because a lot of them just have Audacity and they don't have Audition or any of the other programs where Fraunhofer encoder comes in. So could you do that, please, Dave?
Yeah, what it is, basically, in a nutshell, the Fraunhofer, and it's just fun to say Fraunhofer, is the people that basically invented the MP3 format. I'm going to completely generalize here, and so the super audio file people will be like, no, it was the patent of the... Okay, but basically they own MP3, and that's why Audacity doesn't use it, because you have to pay to use it. So what you're going to do... I'm going to see if I can do this from memory, because I haven't done this in a while, but I'm waiting. And this is the joy of iTunes. It takes forever to load. Oh, I love iTunes. My old friend, I haven't seen you in so long. Yeah, you have to go into Preferences, which is under the Edit menu. And so you start up iTunes, and under, basically you set your audio settings for when you import a CD, even though you're actually not importing a CD. And this is under the General tab, and you'll see down there where it says, when you insert a CD, do this. And over on the right, it says Import Settings. And when I click on that, you can see where you can pick how do you want the file to be encoded. And I could say, well, I would like it to be an MP3 file. And then you have options here, such as a high quality, which is a little overkill. 128 is okay. But what I usually do is go custom. And this is where you can say, all right, for instance, I could say, and it looks kind of weird, if I say 128 kilobits per second, but I say I don't want it to be stereo, I would say I want it to be mono. When I actually go through and say okay, this should say, yeah, here, it's now 64, because really what a stereo file is, it's two channels of 64 kilobits per second mono files. It just one has the right channel, one has the left, and if there's any kind of music or stereo separation. And so basically, you would set that up first here, and then you would want to somehow either drag or drop your file.
Import's a lot easier.
Yeah, import. I just gotta remember where that is.
I guess drag or drop it in would be fine.
Yeah, and then what I usually do is I go to my, I would have to be in podcast, I think, but usually I say show the recently added file, because that's the whole thing. You bring it in here, and then where the heck did it go?
Well, and they've changed the interface a couple times in the last year, so
yeah, it's, and it, I mean, oh, it's actually
they
here
keep updating it.
There's playlist, and there's one that says recently added. That's usually how I find it. And then what you would do is I would bring in a WAV file. So keep everything in WAV until you're done, right? Keep everything there. And then you would see that file here. You would right-click on it and say convert to MP3. And that would then take the settings that we just set up under Edit Preferences and use those to convert that to an MP3 file. And then from there, you could go ahead and add your ID3 tags by right-clicking on the MP3 file, because the MP3 file will show up right underneath of it, because it also was just recently added. And then you can go in and add the ID3 tags. Be sure to add your image and save it. And at that point, you are officially encoded and ready to upload to Libsyn or Blueberry or whoever you're using for your media host. So that's how you do it. And it's free. That's the beauty of it.
Right.
It is free.
There's at least three people who are going to be very glad when they see the replay to get this question answered, and they see the value you provide me.
And if you like that stuff, you know, there's plenty more of that at the School of Podcasting. So, but that
the Fred's right. The lame encoder that comes with Audacity is terrible, and it is hard to tell. I mean, for the average guy, hearing the difference between the two, you might struggle if you're in the car and it's loud and noisy to be able to hear the difference between the two when you're doing that. But it is good practice to get the correct encoding. Audition does the same thing. So if you have any version of Audition, going all the way back to at least version 3, has that encoder built into it as well. And so you can my workflow, I so don't like using iTunes, that my workflow is to use to put that in Audition. I actually mix it in Audacity, save it as an AIF, so I have the full version of it, the full uncompressed version of it. Then I open up Edition and drag it in there, and I actually encode it using Edition. And I've got all my Edition settings the way I want them, and then it exports it out as an MP3, and you get it done that way. So if you can do it that way. Did I get a little out on you, Dave?
No, I actually just looked over, and you were actually a little quiet.
Oh, okay.
I am going to have you switch to, because right now in Google Hangout, you are using the audio setting.
Studio.
Yeah, switch to the other one.
Switch back?
Yeah, just for giggles.
Okay, hold on. Because we've been having problems with it adjusting with Google.
All
right, I'm switched over.
Boy, you know what's the difference? There's a lot of high-end, like hiss.
A lot of sizzle?
Yeah, but now you sound muted.
Hmm.
You can't win on that.
Yeah, well, maybe it's the audio settings in my mixer. So now I sound muted. Huh?
Yeah, you went from being very, very clear in S's and T's.
Well, here, let's drop it back. This is, we'll do some live troubleshooting here.
Yeah, and you do sound louder because it's compressing the crap out of you.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back to studio. Let me just.
You know, and I can actually fix that on my end when I think about it. I can just turn down the treble.
Let me just pull. I'll pull a little bit out.
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay.
And I didn't really notice it until Fred came on. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah. So, I did a whole podcast on Thursday with in studio mode. So I'm going to go back. I haven't edited it yet. So I'm going to go back today and kind of listen to it and see how it sounds. Because since I switched over to this new computer, I've had a trouble getting my sound working the way I want it to. That's one of the things about changing equipment. It takes so long to get you think, okay, I'm just going to unplug it and plug this back into that and it should be fine. And it's just not. It takes a while to get all the kinks worked out.
Fred, any other questions that you happen to have? Thanks for calling in. And again, you can find Fred over at, go ahead and plug whatever podcast you'd like to.
Well, podcastreporter.com is probably the most recent one. I know you have your interview on our episode 4. We interviewed also the podcast Pickle Man, Gary Leland, episode 5. And Rob Walsh interviewed just recently. He's on episode 6. And coming up tomorrow is going to be Rob Greenlee. And after that, Todd Cochran. So interviewing all the old. So in the morning, Dave.
Yes, in the morning, Mr. Fred. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Fred. Joe Taylor had asked in chat, why not do it all in Audition? And I absolutely could, except I'm really good at Audacity. I mean, I learned on Audacity, and I find Audacity very, very easy to edit in. And again, it's just a preference thing. It's not a better or worse, or you should do this, or you should do that. Mm-hmm. I grew up kind of editing in Audacity. And so I'm more comfortable with it. You've done a couple episodes on audio editing, and I can do it super fast. And
that's
so I could reteach myself an audition if I wanted to, but why? That's why.
I own the latest version. I rent it or whatever it is. And I still use Audition 3 because that's the one I know, like the back of my hand.
That's the one I'm using, but I still use Audacity for all the editing. It's super. I've learned all the keyboard shortcuts.
Yeah. There you go. So ending in 1679, you are on with Dave and Jim. What's your name and what's your question?
Well, golly, my name is Michael, and it is a pleasure to be on with you. I've watched you for several weeks. My question is, I have two podcasts out there. Actually, one is a radio show, a nationally syndicated radio show that I'm podcasting, and the other is just a little fun one that I put together. But I'm getting ready to launch a business podcast that I want to run about 3 days a week. And I was wondering, in your professional opinion, and by the way, the business podcast is the one that I want to make money with. The radio show one, not so much. The little fun one, not so much. But the business one that we're preparing to launch is the one I want to make money with. I want to know what, in your opinion, the sweet spot is as far as timing of a podcast. I hear Pat Flynn's 35 minutes. I hear John Dumas's 35 to 45 minutes. I, as a listener to all of your podcasts, can't listen to a whole podcast when I'm in the car going from point A to point B. Thus, I never seem to finish up a podcast. I was thinking 12 to 15 minutes. What are your thoughts?
I like 30-minute podcasts. I I keep trying to make my show shorter because when I look at stats in Stitcher, I see that most people aren't making it to the end of my show. And yet when I went to New Media Expo, everybody that I met said, I really love your show. There's only one thing I don't like about it. I'm like, what's that? And they said, make it longer. So I made it longer, and apparently nobody's making it to the end. I don't know. For me, I don't know. I always say the quote from Valerie Geller, which is, there is no too long, only too boring. Right now, I'm listening to a two-hour episode from Ray Ortega. He interviewed the guy from Awphonic, and I'm about halfway through, and he's talking about stuff I want to know. So, you know, yeah, I made it about halfway through this morning. I'll probably keep listening later. But yeah, depending on different research that you look, I see that the average commute in the U.S. is supposedly 20 minutes. So I know when podcasting first came out, everybody was shooting for 20 minutes. The nice thing I like about 20 minutes, you can hit one topic and hit it really hard and deep and get in and get out. And that to me, I like 20-minute, 30-minute podcasts. So that's my thought on that. I also love 5-minute podcasts. Why? Because if it's 5 minutes and it was awful, I'm only out 5 minutes. When I listen to an hour-long podcast and I keep waiting for the golden nugget, and I look down and it's 72 minutes and they go, thank you, we'll see you next week. I'm like, well, that's 72 minutes I can't get back.
Exactly.
So I think a lot of it, you might, if you've got a website up yet, I always kind of come back to this. When in doubt, ask your folks. What I did that was, you know, ask your audience or email list, things like that. Hey, if there are groups where that audience could be, like if there's a Facebook group or a G+ group or a forum somewhere, say, hey, I'm thinking of starting this podcast. What do you think is a good length for an episode? Right. One of the things I did that was really stupid when I look back on it, I asked my audience once, do you think the podcast is too long? And I did it, you guessed it, at the end of the show. Well, everybody that heard that didn't think it was too long because they made it to the end of the show. I should have asked that at the beginning of the show when everybody was listening. In fact, I might do that this week. I don't know that there is a that's interesting. My wife's calling. Now, does that mean I just answered her? Yeah. Hi, honey. You're on Ask the Podcast Coach.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
I never thought of this.
We can bring her in live.
Yeah. Do you have any questions about podcasting?
No, not really.
Okay.
I was calling to tell you I lost 10 pounds.
Well, there you go.
That's, so there you go.
It's all that bowling we did.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So, and be sure to inform the audience who won at bowling last night.
That would be you.
Yes. Thank you very much. But I'm sore. Uh-huh. I'm paying for it today. I'm very
nicely done, Dave.
I'm very sore. And but who looked the best doing it? That would be my wife. Is that a nice comeback? Did that work?
That's good.
Okay. All right.
Excellent.
Well, thanks for calling. Who's your favorite podcaster?
Okay. Oh, you are, baby.
Thank you. All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye. Okay. So hopefully this goes back to, we've never had that problem.
No, that's kind of funny.
Because I'm very unpopular. Nobody calls me ever.
I like the fact that you just answered it. That was, well, I would have muted her.
I was trying to like say, don't answer. Yeah. And in the process, I'm like, all right, well, let's
and
see.
In the process, he answered, do we get our guest back?
And this person's on hold.
How I didn't do catch I, his first name.
How do I take him off hold? There's no.
While you're figuring that out, Dave, let me give my response to that. Because we surveyed our audience, and we have tech shows, and they were like, no, make them longer, not shorter. And so we go hour and 20 minutes. I think when you mention your stats on Stitcher, and you're always like, I'm looking at the stats and I only see that people are getting halfway through. Remember, for everyone that listens all the way through, they're canceled out by someone who listened for 1 minute and stops. And so now you have what? You have an average of a half at that point. So if you've got 100 listeners, you may be getting 50 that listen to it all the way through. So I would be a little cautious about taking your stats in that kind of form, saying, oh, no, everybody's only listening to it halfway through. I bet a third of your listeners are probably making it all the way through. The other two-thirds are getting consumed or dropping it or not coming back to it. One of the things I don't like about some of these streaming options is until they really get the software really good, and when somebody comes back to their phone, it's in the exact spot it was when they left off. Because there's nothing worse than listening to half a podcast. You come back in the morning, you're coming back for your evening commute, you're going to finish it, you get into Spreaker or Stitcher or whatever, you go to find the podcast and it starts back over again. And you're like, oh, you know, that kills me. One of the things I like about Podcatchers, of course, is that file is already on the device and you don't have that. In most cases, you don't have that problem. So, I think the habits of people are getting that they won't necessarily consume it all in one sitting. They're going to listen to it for a few minutes. They're going to, you know, like my commute is 20 minutes. And so when I listen to School Podcasting on Mondays, I listen to the first 20 minutes on the way in. I listen to the second 20 minutes on the way back. And Tuesday morning, I finish it. That is my, that's kind of my routine and what I do and how I pull it together. I think a lot of people do that, as well. And so it's one of those, it's just one of those things. I think people are doing more or should do or could do more of that listening where they, it can be long and they can kind of consume it in chunks or take it in and listen to it, you know, finish listening to it at work or whatever. So here's back to the caller, and I apologize. We were the early part of the call. I didn't catch his first name.
If you want to call back in, the phone is back up and operational. That is something I will have to troubleshoot
won't take a call again that way.
But. Well, otherwise it was going to keep ringing. I'm like, okay, I guess, what do you do? Hit the top button to end the call?
I don't know.
Interesting. We'll have to, play that scenario.
Steve Stewart says Stitcher's the answer returning to a show without losing your place on the device. Yes, in theory, Steve, but when I went full time to Stitcher a month or two ago, did it for a whole month, it didn't always work. I would come back out, it would not necessarily be there. And so I was a little that's why I went back to BeyondPod, because I could not get my podcast working the way, you know, I wanted to consume them. So the other tip I would have for him is this, that on this business show, make a tips show with it. So make a 5-minute, have a long play and have a short play, have both. And so if they want it, so your short play is where you catch them. You get them, you know, oh, this is kind of good. And if you want to hear more information like this, we have a long play show. So promote the short play show. Maybe it's just 5 minutes of a tip. Promote the long play show and the short play. Allow people to come in, like you said, Dave. Not everybody's going to give you even 20 minutes, right? And so have a dynamite tip or a dynamite promo or something that's short play, promote that, and then bring them over to the long play.
Yeah. Mike, I believe, was his name, if I remember right.
Mike. Mike, sorry about it.
My apologies for
– Yeah.
That's weird. I'll have to go into Magic Jack and figure out how to take people off hold in the event that ever happens, but I'm – hitting every button there is, and there's no like go back, and her phone call was done, so in theory it should have come back and it didn't, and so that was fun. But yeah, because my other question was, he said, I'm getting into this podcast and I want this one to make money, and I went, ooh, that could be a red flag in some cases.
Well, we've talked about, you know, the podcast itself doesn't make the money in most cases. You can through advertising. I mean, plenty of people have. So you can, if you're going to make money, you got to get advertisers. If you can do that, awesome, do it, make the money, it's good. Affiliate links is the other way you can make money off that. That's Amazon affiliate links. You and I have talked a lot about that. You can make money off driving people to your links, of course, or you can drive them right to your sales pages and use the podcast to say, hey, go to our store, blah, blah, blah. We have this available there. So I think that's probably what he was referring to when he's talking about making money. I'm not sure selling your podcast itself, and I don't think that's what he meant. I think they were going to use it as a marketing tool.
Yeah, there you go. Well, now that it's working again, if you'd like to call in, the phone number is 845-262-2401. That number again, 845-262-2401. Open lines, because I'm sitting here trying to remember isn't it like *67 turns off? There's got to be a way to turn off incoming calls.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think, does it vary by network? I don't know. Yeah. I do so little messing with my phone anymore. Because I'm always doing different things with it. I try and set it up and change very little so that if I have to reset it up again, I'm not one of these guys that want to spend half a day configuring his phone.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just not.
That's always fun.
I'm not interested in that. That's one of the things that drives me crazy about BeyondPod as a podcatcher is there's a bazillion options.
You can set up. I remember it's been a while since I've used it, but you could set up options for every single. Like you could say, take this podcast and check the feed every 9 days, and then
right, it's nano options, right? I mean, it just is. It gets down to the nth. While you're setting that up, let me go back to something I referred to in the beginning. So we were driving out to Colorado, and I was in the car, and I was listening to, I think I went, you know, through a couple podcasts that I listened to. And so on the way back, and I think I probably listened to 6 hours of podcasts on the way out, and the kids plugged in, and they were fine. And actually, they find some of the things I listened to interesting. But on the way back, we listened to Radiolab, NPR's Radiolab, which I find very, very interesting. And their style is very different. I mean, it's not... They do some heavy editing when they do their programs. I mean, there's people. It's more like your style, what you've gone to in the school of podcasting, which where they're interjecting. They'll like be playing an interview, and then they interject in these comments so that it's this constantly moving dialogue. They never slow down for anything on Radiolab. So if you're interested in seeing, I think, maybe the future or what NPR is doing with podcasting, check out Radiolab. And so one of the stories we're listening to, we got about 20 minutes into it, and we had to switch cars. And the boys that were with me had to move over to the other car. And I picked up the girls and brought them on. We had two cars on vacation. And Tim, my 17-year-old, as he's walking over to the other car, goes, "Oh, I wanted to finish that podcast." And so whatever they had done, they had grabbed my 17-year-old, and he was very engaged. And I said, "Well, I'll save the spot, and you can, you know, we can listen to it later if you want." And he's like, "Oh, no, I'll just download into it, listen to it later." So that was a moment I'm like, because, you know, this isn't just last week or 2 weeks ago, when can you start podcasting? And we all said, "Well, 40s is fine." And you were like, it's not just the kids. It's interesting. All ages are consuming these in different ways. So that was kind of a fun dad moment. I know we have a call.
We do have a call. According to this, they are now on with us. So welcome back. You're on with Dave and Jim. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Michael.
Hey, he's back.
I've been listening to you guys pretty live. I actually know Jim Carlson. And
well, who doesn't?
And yeah, good friend. He's a good guy. My question is I just bought a domain called Everlasting Podcast, and how do I get this Everlasting Podcast out there, and how do I get it to really shine? I want to do like a Christian podcast. I don't want to make any money or anything on it, but I want to, you know, get God's word out there.
Okay. Define get it out there. You said, how do I get this out there? What you talking?
I want to, you know, do the podcast, and what are the other tools that I need to use, I guess, besides Google+ and
Google+, Facebook, and make content that when people hear it go, "Oh man, I got to go tell my friend." That always helps. Bring a lot of patience. I just did an episode on the School of Podcasting that explained that in some cases it's not going to happen overnight. I just interviewed Pat Flynn, and most people don't realize this. It took him a year and a half to be Pat Flynn. Because I asked him, I'm like, how long did it take you to become Pat Flynn? Which sounds like a really weird question. And it wasn't until later in the show, he goes, yeah, it's like a year and a half of doing this that it was just like, he really, like, you know, people are like, I asked somebody yesterday for the first time in a long time, and I said, "Well, you've heard of Pat Flynn?" He goes, "No, I haven't." And I was like, "Wow, I haven't heard that answer in a long time." So I would write down, and Jim, I'll let you jump in here in a second. I would write down your first 10 episodes. Like, what are you going to talk about? Just to make sure, yeah, this is something I want to do. And then once you get that, okay, then it's time to start talking microphones and websites and things like that. But a lot of times go ahead.
I have the mixer and everything. I have the microphone. I have a whole Chinook caboodle. I mean, I'm already set up with microphone and, you know, mixer. I got an 18-channel mixer and, you know, a quality studio microphone. So,
well, Michael, I think what
to
he's
do a Christian.
I think what Jay's referring to is that it's with podcasting. I think it's all about, you know, there's three things you need to do with podcasting: content, and content. So it's all about your content. So sit down and actually map out it. You know, we get sometimes as podcasters, and there's this big emphasis on this right now, on equipment or on site or on social. And those are all great things, but they're just tools, right? If you can have all those things going right, but if you don't have great content, nobody's going to stay around and listen. And so map out, physically sit down and map out your next 10 shows. So say, what? Here's the first 10 that I'm going to do, and here's what I want to do with them, whether it's I have guests lined up or this is the content I'm going to cover. And then just do it, right? Don't worry about Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus and all that. Don't worry about that stuff. All that stuff will come as you go along. I mean, I've been doing this 4 years, and I'm still finding things, nooks and crannies and corners to promote my podcast. So get the content going first to make sure you can do the content. It's sustainable. You can pull it off. If it's weekly, you can do it weekly. If it's daily, you can do it daily. Get that done first. Actually create content. Then worry about where it gets promoted.
And then when you say Christian...
Well, I installed WordPress, but I don't really know anything about WordPress, and that's my killer there, because I don't like WordPress, but I don't really know anything about it. If I knew more about WordPress, then it would be okay. I mean, I have a website set up for it, but
you're focusing on the tools. You're focusing on the tools. Yeah. WordPress is not content. WordPress is just the place you're going to post it. If you're going to do a podcast, get some audio down, right? That's what a podcast is it's audio. So schedule 10 shows, get them rolling, get some content, get them edited, figure it out, make sure you could even want to do this. Then you can start jumping in one at a time on the tools. Get your platform figured out. Go if you're going to go with WordPress.
Sure.
There's a lot of things to do with that. And so as you're creating the content, you can be working on your site. That's probably the next thing you need to work on, is figuring out your WordPress site and getting that figured out, because that's going to be your platform. But before you do any of that, make sure you can make content.
Yeah. What part of Christianity are you going to be talking about?
Well, there's a lot of part of Christianity. I mean, there's a lot to talk about, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That's the whole thing.
Well, start there.
You've got a problem right there, right? You can't walk into this saying, I don't know. Well, you need to know, right? So sit down and figure that out. I mean, you can't just turn on the mic and it'll happen. Even with this show, as unscripted as it is at times, that, you know, Dave and I say it's unscripted, we've got a lot of experience, a lot of background, and we got show notes that we reference in the background. Even though we say we it's life unscripted, we spend some time thinking about this every week, and those notes go into those ideas go into our show notes. So,
yeah,
Michael, I would spend some time doing some homework on your content. That's number one thing you need to do right now.
And this is where, like this morning, I went out to a bunch of Facebook groups, went to Google+ to see what people were talking about, because if nobody calls in, I got to talk about something. So you might want to do that. Go out to see if there are any Christian Facebook groups or Google+ groups, or do a search on Twitter and see what are the main, you know, in some cases, if you want to solve somebody's problems, maybe you might come up with, and I've never understood this term, an apologetic Christian podcast, which is basically how to defend your faith. Maybe here's the top 10 things to do that. Or maybe it's how to get young people to come back to church, because right now that's the problem. You know, how do I spread that message in a way that young people go, wow, that's pretty cool. Find out really what the problems are in some cases, or whatever it is. Maybe you have an experience in a certain area that you want to share that with. But yeah, you've got to come up with, what do you want to talk about? And for the record, you're completely normal right where you are, because I do this about every 6 months where I'm like, ooh, you know what? I don't know a thing about Rocky River. I'm going to start a podcast about Rocky River, Ohio. I'll go around and I'll interview people. And then after a while, when I sit down and go, well, wait a minute, what would I actually do here? Well, I'd have to, I guess I could interview the mayor and the local business. I don't know the local businesses. And I have to, when I finally figure out what I would have to go through to do it, I go, I don't have enough time to do that right now. If I didn't have any other podcasts, I still want to do that. But you have to kind of figure out what your target is. And then once you get that, then you can start working, like Jim says, on tools. Now it's time to get the microphone and now actually record it. And now that you have an episode or two, now it's time to get the website, because you're going to need a place to put that content. But otherwise, if you get the website going and all this, you might never have any content to put on the website. And it's kind of hard because you need it all eventually. But start off with focusing on the content.
This would be a great opportunity to use a platform like Audioboo or SoundCloud, mm-hmm. where they can provide you a place for you to put your audio files to have your friends check them out. So create some content, put them on SoundCloud, use it as a beta test, right? Use it as an opportunity to put it on SoundCloud, send it to some friends, get some feedback. And you know, that first show is always horrific. So don't have a first show, right? Get your first five, all test, all trying them in different places, and then do a podcast launch once you feel like you've got, if this is your very first podcast, get your legs underneath you first before you start, you know, trying to be a podcaster, right? Just practice it. Make sure it's something you want to do. Take advantage of some of those free services that we talk about all the time that give you limited space, but that's okay. Cause you don't really, you know, all you're going to do is you're going to point people over there to come listen to one or two episodes to give you some feedback.
And then once you figure out, hey, I like this, I've got it down, that's when you go over to a Blueberry or a Libsyn, because you don't want to use a SoundCloud or something
for yeah, you don't want to set it all up over there for sure, right? You want that to be on your own platform once you're ready to go.
Yeah, I heard a great quote. I wish I could remember who told me this. They said you don't build your house on leased land or something like that. It's like,
Well, and you get your best criticism from your family. So that if you're like, well, I don't know who would listen to this. Well, have your family listen to it. They are the most brutal at times.
Yeah.
And so have them listen to it and give you critiques.
And especially if one of your family members or friends or somebody is your target audience. So if you're like, hey, I've made this new Christian podcast, I think, you know, this might something you, I think you're my audience. That's really who you're going to be worried about when they say, they come back and they go, well, start over. Or they might go, hey, that was awesome. I can't believe that was you. But the other thing I was like, I've been telling people, on one hand, I don't want you to go, so many people go to just, they procrastinate forever. They get paralysis by analysis. But on the other hand, I always want to go, where's the fire? I get these people like, well, I want it out in 9 days. And I'm like, what? What have you done so far? And they're like, nothing. And I'm like, why are you putting yourself a deadline here? It's like, let's slow down. Let's get it right. And that way, when you do come out, it's awesome. So that's kind of both ends of the spectrum, but I love the passion. I can hear you're like, hey, I've already done this. I've done that. Like, okay, good. That's awesome. Let's figure out where we're going to go. And then we can figure out how we're going to get there.
Well, do you guys think about podcasting all the time? I watched a show called Sister Act, and Whoopi Goldberg told this girl she loved music, and Whoopi Goldberg, there was a scene in this Sister Act 2, I think it was, and the Whoopi Goldberg told the girl, read this book. If you can read this book and you think about music, then music is where you need to go.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm paraphrasing it, but I mean, that's, yeah. Well, I think about podcasting all the time. I mean,
yeah,
this is a passion.
If somebody asked me how much time do you spend on show prep, I would say, how many hours a day am I awake? Because I'm always looking at that going, you know, I went bowling last night, and I went, you know what? I could talk about this this fits my audience. Or if I go see a concert, and I look at the concert, I'm like, wow, they had great content, their songs. They had their target audience in front of them, and they had a sponsor smack dab in the middle of them. I'm like, hey, well, we can learn a lot about podcasting from the band Casting Crowns. So I'm always in show prep mode, always, which kind of drives my wife nuts at times. But that's where you have to learn how to when I'm home, and when I'm not, I'm thinking about podcasting.
So. Now, one more question. What about sound? I mean, I don't have a room that I can go into and set up my equipment and do sound. I'm like in the middle of the living room. Is there like, do you like recommend maybe putting up a wall, not a portable wall where the sound is in one place instead of echoing throughout the room?
I mean, number one, I would get a dynamic microphone. Do not get a condenser, because a condenser is going to bring up all that room. And when in doubt, I used to, I forget where I was at the one time, and I was under a blanket. I just put a blanket over my head, and it deadened the sound. Now, it was also like 4,000 degrees by the time the episode was over, but I forget where I was at, but it was just really, really noisy. So I'm like, well, hold on a second. I went down to the closet and, you know, put it over my head, and it worked. But there are things you can do to, you know, that would be the first one. Just don't buy a condenser microphone. Buy something like an Audio-Technica 2100. And
yeah, that's I already have a condenser microphone. I bought a Phantom powered microphone, and that's what I've been using for like 4 years.
Yeah.
But I was in a better place. I was in a different apartment, and I had, you know, a room to do it in, and I closed the door, and there wasn't any noise.
If,
but
if you go to
now, I'm in the middle of the living room, and I don't have a lot of
If you go to YouTube,
area, you know.
If you go to YouTube, there are a bazillion videos on how to make your own, like, photo booth. But it's not for you. It's for the microphone. You basically take, like, a milk crate. You go to Walmart, and you buy some bedding that looks like egg crates, and you just pack it in that little box, and then you stick your microphone in that. So the you are not in a soundproof room, but the microphone is, and it kind of isolates the mic. And as long as it's a solo podcast where you're just talking to yourself, you know, that would – that I've seen that. But if you just go to YouTube and type in, like, homemade soundproof booth, there's a bazillion different ways. One guy has a cool thing kind of like I had where I have hooks in the ceiling, and you just go to the local, you know, U-Haul place, and you can buy some moving blankets and just hang them up from the ceiling when you're not while you're podcasting, then you pull them down when you're not.
Ryan Parker makes a point, the ATR 2100 down to $44 today. The stock market, it has dropped.
There you
so
go.
It's 59.
Wow.
I bought a couple just a couple of weeks ago, and they were 59. So $44, you know, under 50 is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And that's the 2100 is the one I'm on right now. I have the same problem. I'm not in a closed room down here, even though it looks like I am. I'm not in a closed room, but I don't pick up the noise because these 2100s have a very, very, very tight sound kind of bubble around them. So Michael, that might be a good idea to kind of help with the sound, because we hear the door opening and closing behind you and some of those kinds of things.
Right. Yeah, and whenever I watch you, it looks like you're in, like, in a professional soundproof room. I mean, even though you're in an open area, I mean, it looks like you're in a room where you can't tell anything else.
Part of the magic. Part of the magic. It's all fake.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate
taking
my call today, and thanks for all the good information. I got something to work with now.
There
and thank you, guys. God bless, and thanks for all the shows you do. I've been watching for a while, and I go on Jim's show or watch him, and go to Home Server Show and watch that as well. So thank you, guys. I appreciate it, and now I got something to work with.
There you go.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Mike. And
all right.
We do have another
Bye-bye.
Call coming up here, and I would be risking I would be it would be silly of me not to point out that if you want to learn WordPress, there's a whole bunch of videos at the School of Podcasting.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, people can, if you want to learn yourself, there's plenty of free stuff out there. If you want to be taught, Dave does that very well.
And use the coupon code ASK20 and save $20 off your first call. So let's get caller 8726. Thanks for waiting. You are on with Jim and Dave. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, Dave and Jim. It's Dustin Downhauer.
Hey, thank you, Dustin. Sorry for the hassle there, buddy. Thanks for calling in. What can we help you with?
Yeah, I did my first Skype call. I've done a few more since then, but my first Skype call, I had some issues with the audio. I did a pre-show, like you guys suggested, and the audio of the guest was fine. And when I did the original, the show that we were going to do, his sound was like kind of like a robot, or it was like, something was wrong with his audio. Ours was fine, but his sounded bad. And I didn't know. He ended up using a iPhone earpiece as a microphone, because that's all he had at the time. And then I have it in the ATR or the Audio Technica, and we're fine on that end. But he's kind of sounding more like a robot, and I didn't know if that's more of an, if it was an internet issue. It was about 9 p.m. at night. And the whole time he was pretty bad, and I didn't know if there was tips you could give to help it not sound so robotic or something.
Yeah,
I have a sample if you want me to play.
No, I think we've all, I call it Bugs Bunny on Poison. It's kind of like, or Max Headroom. But you'll just, all of a sudden they'll be, or it just sounds like, it's weird. So here's what they can do. Turn off everything that they can. So if you're using Dropbox and Backblaze and anything else that's doing cloud stuff in the back room, turn that off. Any other program besides Skype, got to go because you want to give your computer as much memory as you can so it can do that. And it's something that needs to happen on, because you could be great, but if they've got, you know, and their kids are downloading uTorrents and streaming Netflix and, you know, all sorts of fun things like that, their computer's trying to, it needs 10 and it's only getting 8. So it, and insert whatever kind of measurement you want to do there, but your computer can't be as beefy as it needs to, whether it's a bandwidth issue, whether it's a memory issue. Jim, any tips on?
Well, I don't like, you know, I don't like doing them off phones just for that reason. Just because you can't guarantee the quality of service at all, and that can vary because you're coming on. You know, you have no idea what the quality of the service on the network they're on. If it's their own network, like you said, that will help guarantee some things. Dustin, was there any difference between the pre-call and the post-call as far as conditions went, as far as where they were at? Did you do the test call in a different location that you did the pre-call, those kinds of things?
Good question. Basically, what we did, he was at his house. It wasn't on a phone. Sorry for the miscommunication. He used, though, his iPhone earplugged as the microphone on his computer. And so he was using his computer, and then... So we switched it also to even use just the audio because we know that the video can even take more bandwidth. So, but it still didn't really fix it. And I didn't think of the idea of making sure he has everything shut down because maybe his wife or somebody else is streaming something.
Yeah, especially in the evenings, right? That's the hard part is everybody starts watching Netflix. You know, it's an evening time. You know, situation, maybe. I mean, that's just, I'm giving some general things as well. I assume, was he coming in on Wi-Fi or was he plugged into the network?
Well, I sent him the pre-list that I got from you guys, so I didn't go through the checklist with him. Maybe that's something I need to do next time. But I kind of taken what I got from you guys and then tweaked it for my show.
Perfect.
And perhaps he didn't do everything, but I recently did one the other day, and we even did it with video, and everything was fine. Yeah. So maybe it just happened to be a high traffic time. I just didn't. It was pretty bad, and I couldn't even fix. It was the whole time I couldn't fix his audio to where he felt he wanted to even submit it to his audience.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Sometimes you just got to reschedule, right? At that point, you're just like, hey, the internet gods are not favoring us right now. Yeah. Can we reschedule this call?
Yeah. Well, and what you can do, and this makes no sense, but I've seen it work. You go, hold on a second. I'm going to call you and call you right back. And you do, and it works. And you'll be going along for like 10 minutes. It'll be fine. And all of a sudden, you're gagging, like, hold on. And you hang up and you call back and it's fine. So I don't know what causes that. I've had weird things where if I called them, we got Bugs Bunny on Poison, but if they called me, it was fine. That, in theory, makes zero sense. But when you've gone through all the other things and nothing else works, that's when you start looking. I would say it's the scenario when you start looking for your car keys in the freezer. You know, you start doing things that don't make sense. Just
or you reboot. Right. Everybody reboots.
Yeah, that's another one, too.
Okay, let's just reboot. Whether it's a Mac or a PC, let's just reboot. Because that'll shut off runaway processes or... You know, oftentimes if you've got some of those things, that'll kill that. And I know it's a big pain to get that done, but that is sometimes the way to get those fixed as well.
Okay, great. Another quick question. I don't know if it's a quick answer, but we were recording the other day. It seemed like on the Skype phone call, there's an audio adjustment. It just seemed like it was way too loud, and I couldn't. It wasn't until I guess I took it off that it allowed me to adjust the levels.
Yeah.
But in the Skype, it seems like it makes it blast out your voice, like where it peaks. Is that normal?
Yeah, there's a setting when you have the call up, and I'm gonna. Are you on a Mac or a PC?
I'm on a Mac.
Okay. You need to go into the system preferences then to adjust the volumes of basically you and your guest. On a PC, you can go into the call menu while you're on the call and go into audio settings, and you want to uncheck the thing that says automatically adjust volumes. I'm not sure how that works on the Mac, but I know on the PC, it creates really horrible audio.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
because Google Plus does the same thing, only you can't switch it off. I mean, I'm faking that today by using studio mode, but in normal mode, you can't turn that off. And so, and Dustin, do you have a compressor or a condenser or a dynamic mic?
It's the Audio Technica 2100.
Oh, okay. So not as bad with that. Skype is really bad, especially if you have that checked. If you have a condenser mic, it will try and, you know, it's listening in the background. It's listening for sound and it's trying to get your voice. And if you stop talking and back away from the mic, it will auto increase that. And when you stop talking, especially with condensers that pick up everything, it will try and pick up the neighbors talking across the street. And so it will get super loud and fuzzy and then it'll come back. So that's another important reason why you want to get those sound levels checked off, that they're not auto searching for your voice, but that they're stable and set on what you have.
And Mike Phillips Mike Phillips in the chat room says, check out Source Connect now. I started to play with that with Ray Ortega on Friday and we couldn't get everybody in. It was kind of acting buggy. But from what I hear, it makes really cool recordings. You have to use Chrome to use that, so it's new. And here again, we're seeing more and more, resources, services kind of geared towards podcasters, and that sounds pretty cool. From what I saw, it looked really neat, and it had a lot of cool tools built into it. We just couldn't get Ray could get in, and I could get in, but we both couldn't get in at the same time. It was kind of a weird thing. So it's brand new, so it might be a little. Buggy, but that might be something else to look into. So what's your website?
Okay, all right. Well, thanks. My website is definingmomentstv.com.
Definingmomentstv.com. Awesome. So thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yep. And that, my friends, is going to put it...
That'll be a wrap.
That'll be a wrap on that. We actually had callers. That was fun.
It was good.
And
thanks to everybody who called in today. It's fun to be back.
I get to figure out what to do now if somebody else calls on my phone.
Yeah, that was a good test.
How do I mute them without losing
too.
People?
And then that proves, Dave, it's a real show.
That is. I don't know why my phone dropped the call. Or if it dropped me. That's the thing. Maybe because we did have some, I don't know. He just kept calling back. It was fun. Makes it always, it's like I say, that's the half the fun of this. The show is you never know what you're going
to
get.
I haven't had problems in the past. I bet it was related to not being plugged in and you and the call and all that other stuff. So
yeah, so on a Monday show, you'll hear Dave talk about why he repeats himself so much. I've had people this week say, do you realize you say the same thing over and over and over? I'm like, yeah, and we'll talk about that. I actually have a lovely I Told You So episode coming up on Monday's episode of the School of Podcasting. And don't forget, every Saturday we are here. 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, and you can get your podcast questions answered. It's fun. I love this show. Meeting people, hanging out with Jim, and thanks again to the chat room. The chat room's been having their own conversation about podcast movement. I kept trying to follow it and bring it in, and I was like, I'm not sure what they're talking about, but it looks pretty cool. But thanks so much for the chat room, and as always, you can get $20 off the School of Podcasting by using the coupon code Ask20, and don't forget to go check out Jim's show over at theaverageguy.tv. Jim, anything fun coming up on your shows?
You know, we've got, so we're talking a lot of media. So I got Media Fire, Social Bro is coming on. We talked about them a couple weeks ago. Ooh. I'll have those guys on, and we'll also be talking with Zapier.
There you go. Awesome. Well, we'll see you again next week with another episode of Ask the Podcast Coach.